I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't
I
wait.
need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Okay, so we're gonna have kind of a chaotic show for you because I'm getting furniture delivered right in the middle of this episode. I tried so hard to make sure that this furniture delivery didn't happen while we were recording, but sometimes the universe just wants to add a little spice
Yeah,
to what you're
things
doing.
never quite work out. Plus, you got people
No.
yelling outside your window. The tree trimmers are mad at each other.
You guys, I just got an office for the first time since I worked at MTV, like an adult office, and it has been nothing but chaos. So bear with us as I put this place together. Meanwhile, we also have a wild card with us today for 23 questions. I'm very excited, aren't you?
I'm so stoked. I always love when we get to talk to Barbara. Barbara Allen Woods, ladies and gentlemen.
She's so good looking. Barbara with the good light.
Yes, and the green kitchen.
Oh, notice, Joy.
I
Beautiful.
love it.
You're home. You never are home. You're always on vacation.
I just got here.
I love
You are.
it.
You're always off with your girl somewhere. Fabulous.
We just drove 7,200 miles.
What? You're such a fun mom.
Well, I did it for me too. Like, you don't get a chance to do that. And so with the strike, as soon as we heard about the strike, we hit the road.
Was it all the girls in you?
So Emily would meet up with us from time to time because that's what Emily does. She fly there, see us at home. And then Natalie and her boyfriend did the same thing. But then we kind of like, we would merge and then separate and then get back together. And Allie was with me the whole time.
Oh, that's awesome. So fun.
We saw everybody. It was a month and it was amazing.
What a great idea. What was your route? Where did you guys go?
And we didn't have a schedule. We just decided where we wanted to go, we would go. And
no way.
We ended up, we were in Wilmington for a while. And it was the first time I'd been in Wilmington where I didn't have to be there.
Yes.
You know, there was no convention. There was, you know, I was able to hang out with my friends. I wasn't busy. I didn't have a schedule. And it was amazing.
Well, you stayed somewhere cool. You sent us the link for this awesome new place, right?
Guys have to know about this because she wants to put up all of us. I mean, she could have the One Tree Hill connection, it was so great because it's right on the river.
Oh.
And there are these like condos, these two bedroom condos that overlook the river and they're brand new.
I know where this is.
They're houseboats, babe.
They're houseboats? Oh, wait, I was thinking there's condos like on the downtown.
Well, the condos, I mean, they don't move, but they rock a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. That's so fun.
Please, if you're heading that way, let me know and I'll hook you up.
Oh my God. Listen, for anybody that loves the river court and just really wants to spend some time on the Cape Fear River, that's the perfect place to hang out.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the views and their little patios and you can see fish fly. It's just like unbelievable. I loved it.
I love it. So we've got 23 questions that we've been asking everyone since we are all on strike and we are standing in solidarity and we don't want to talk about the job we necessarily did together, but we want to know everything about you. So I hope you're prepared to tell us all your secrets today.
Okay.
Joy, kick it off.
Okay, Barbara, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
Oh, being perfect happiness for me is being in the same country, same state, same room, doing the same thing with all three of my girls at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that rarely happens. And right now in my life, that's happening. So I am very, very content.
I love that they want to hang out with you, Barbara. Like that is such a goal to have your adult children want to hang out with you.
If they just feel guilty and I guilt them.
They don't feel guilty?
No.
No, but that's the great thing about kids getting older. And I was so afraid of that because I had such a bond with my kids when they were younger. But as they get older, it's just a whole different thing. They become your friend. And that sounds so cliche, but they really do. You know, it's...
Yeah. I don't know if it is cliche, Barbara, because I have so many people in my life who, and I'm sure you encountered this too when the girls were young, are like, oh, just wait until she's a teenager. Mm-hmm. It's all going to go in the pooper. And I got to say, it's not the truth. It's not always the case. And actually watching you raise your daughters so far ahead of me raising Maria really gave me a lot of hope and inspiration that like, it's going to be okay. Like I actually can still be friends with her. We're not destined to hate each other for the next 10 years.
No. And not to say we did have a few teenage moments.
Of course.
A few, but in general, and then it all just comes around. And seriously, when they get into their 20s, they become your best friend. And Allie has never gone through any teenage moments.
Sweet Allie.
The most solid kid. Like, it's just, it's okay. You can do some things once, but she doesn't. She's just a really good kid.
Are you trying to get her to rebel at this point? You're like, hey, I'm not paying attention right now. You could sneak out of the house.
I never rebelled, and she's a little bit of a mini me, so maybe that's why. So I don't know, but
she'll
I'm
do it later. She'll get into like some weird stuff in her 30s, and you'll be like, "What is this about?"
I'm so old by then; I won't care. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, she does entertainment. Okay, so then that leads us to our second question, which is a total 180. What is your greatest fear?
Dun dun dun.
Okay, I want to say, you know, sharks, that's boring. My greatest fear is to be isolated in a place where I know I can't get out without my chapstick.
What? You do have sumptuous lips.
I mean, I completely, like, and if I can't get my coffee in the morning, I know that, like, you know, we'll go camping. Well, how am I going to have my coffee in the morning?
Barbara, yeah. You are like, you've done so many amazing projects. The last one of the ones you did was with, like, was a horror movie with, like, a doll. Like, yes. What are you talking about? Chapstick?
No, situational life moments. Like, oh, here. Oh, my God.
She just pulled chapstick out of her boobs.
And my kids know that if they need chapstick and we're out in public somewhere, they'll just reach in my cleavage and get it because it's always there.
Honestly, Barbara, I could not have scripted that better. That was a magical revelation right there.
That was my favorite Barbara secret ever. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing that? How long has that been your little chapstick pocket?
What? For a very long time.
And it's always kind of warm now.
It is. It kind of like gets it kind of soft. It's perfect.
Yeah. Oh my God. Listen, I'm doing it. Hold on.
You know how they say, genius. You know, like, don't start chapstick because you'll get addicted. Well, I'm there.
Do you have a brand? What's your brand?
Well, because I was using chapstick and my girl said, oh, don't use chapstick because that's really addicting. So I'm trying this little chapstick thing called Love.
Okay.
And it has a nice scent and it smells.
Listen, of all the vices in the world, that one seems manageable.
Okay.
That's good for you.
That's my biggest fear.
All right. What about this? If you could be the best in the world at something, anything at all, what would it be?
Oh, I would love to be the best dancer in the world. And let me tell you, I am a little bit self-conscious about suburban housewife dancing. And, you know, I'm from Chicago where actors are triple threats. And if you want to be an actor, you take voice and you take dance. And if you're not a triple threat, like, good luck. And I kept up with the voice and I'm okay, but I always knew that I wasn't going to be the best at dancing. And so it was a little discouraging and I didn't keep up with it the way I should have. And I've always been a little self-conscious. Like, I have my little stripper moves that I can do, but when it comes-
weren't you in the Demi Moore movie? Weren't you, what movie were you in?
Like I said, I can do my stripper moves. I mean, I was a cheerleader. I can do choreographed moves, but when it comes to, like, let's get on the dance floor and dance, like, oh God, really? And so if I could be the best dancer in the world or not even have to worry about it, that would be amazing.
I feel like we've seen you dance and I think it's great. You got our vote.
I concur.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay, hold on. What's our next question? It is, oh God, Barbara, come on. What is the weirdest item that you keep by your bed? I'm sorry.
I'm a very high maintenance sleeper. So I have a lot of things by my bed, but probably the weirdest is most people have white noise machines. I have a brown noise machine.
Mm. What is that?
Yeah, I've heard of this.
Ever heard of brown noise? Oh, it's deeper. It's more bass and it feels like you're in the womb.
Yeah.
What?
It's like a lulling, like
to the womb. Like,
yeah.
And it's constant. It has to be constant. Because some noise machines have a break. And so, like, every so often you'll hear like a click. Mm-mm. It has to be constant. And so I have a brown noise machine and it travels with me everywhere I go. And I have not found an app on my phone that is the same as this one machine that I have.
How did you even learn about brown noise?
I mean, I was always into white noise. I like something about, so I'm not distracted. I always like a white noise.
Okay.
I always wished it was lower in my head. I was like, oh, I just wish the tone was lower. So I'm looking into it. And sure enough, there's pink noise and brown. Yeah. And, what else? I don't know. I know pink and brown, but brown's the best. Check it out.
Okay. I'm sold.
I love this.
You're learning so much.
Totally. Yeah, honestly, like I'm going to be on Amazon all night tonight. Just like, well, I guess I need the 10-foot skeleton and I need the brown boys.
I'll tell you which one to buy. If you're going to purchase them, I'll let you know which one you can get on Amazon for sure.
I didn't know you were a high maintenance sleeper. I am too. There's a lot of things I'm very particular about. It's when I sleep.
Like what? Give me one.
Well, it has to be absolutely dark. I can't deal with things that are glowing, like a room with the blue, you know, the plugs that glow blue, or you know, and the television can't have a little light on, like nothing. It'll keep me awake.
Yeah.
The temperature is a big deal. I really can't sleep if it's any warmer than 69.
Mine is me. Yep.
And I mean, you could go much colder. Let's do it. It'd be great. And also, like, people who want to sleep too close. No. I cannot. It's like, get away from me.
Yes, I want my space. Yep.
And nope. I need a pillow between my knees. You do too?
Interesting. This is also interesting to me. There's like a whole subculture I'm learning.
Sleep culture?
Yeah, of like, I don't want to say particular sleepers, but like sensitive sleepers. You could open up a whole hotel that caters just to sensitive sleepers.
Do it.
You know, when people, you know, just are at a party and they say, well, just stay over, you know, just stay. I can't do it because I just don't have my stuff with me.
Yeah. You need your things.
It's really tough. And when we were on the road for those 7,200 miles, I had all of my stuff.
You brought in a bag with your brown noise and your knee pillow every night.
Essentials. Yes.
I like that.
We'll talk shop some more later. Right now, I want to know, okay, what living person do you most admire?
My mom.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And once again, a little cliche, but it's true. I mean, she gave up her whole life for her kids. And that's how I learned to be a mom. And that's how I learned about holidays and how to stay young. And I mean, I owe my whole life to her. For sure.
Well, that's I like that you said she stayed young. She taught you how to stay young. Yeah. As we grow up, man, that is a whole skill that no one talks to you about. Just like staying young. And you've always stayed like very young, Barbara. You're playful.
I mean, it's up here for sure. And so is my mom.
We tell you every so often, we don't work with sponsors whose stuff we don't use. And I really love a lot of the things we've found on this podcast, from like better pillows to better towels to all the other things. But this frickin' app, the amount of money it has saved me, I didn't know how many weird little things I was subscribed to, from like reading a Substack and being like, to doing some random app download because I needed a feature and then I forgot. The amount of just like monthly bills that I was paying for that added up to be like hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I was mortified.
Well, Rocket Money is the solution and saves our butts every time. You guys, Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, including us, and it has saved people a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So like $5 here and $8 there really adds up. They have saved members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. It's incredible.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. So all you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. All right, next question. What is your current state of mind? Where's your head at right now?
Complete, utter contentment talking to you guys.
Yeah.
I always feel so happy and safe talking to you guys and miss you so much. And I'm just really, really always happy to be doing this with you.
You're so consistent too, Barbara. I feel like every time I see you, you're just a steady, steady person.
Oh, on the outside.
But what is
so rare in our industry?
It's true. So then what in that case is your greatest extravagance? Starbucks.
Talk about high maintenance. My blonde iced vanilla latte every single morning. And if I don't have it, if I know I can't get it in the morning, I will get it the night before and put it in the fridge. And you just get it with no ice because then you can just add the ice in the morning. But seriously, when I'm looking for a hotel or an apartment, when we're on location, I make sure that it's near a coffee shop. And it can't be the coffee that I make myself. It has to be, you know, going out and getting it. There's something about this that I need. Yeah. And it's so stupid because coffee is just kind of keep getting more expensive.
Yes.
I consider this an extravagance. I've been doing it for a long time.
That's good. So chapstick, brown noise, and your fancy Starbucks coffees.
I mean, yeah. I mean, 365 days a year times, that's extravagant.
That's pretty low maintenance, high maintenance, Barbara.
Okay.
That's good. Well.
Okay. What do you most value in your friends? What qualities?
I think the common denominator with all of my best friends are that they're very non-judgmental people, accepting of everybody and especially accepting of me, unconditional love. And tear ducts open.
Babe.
And they just accept me for who I am. And that allows me to be who I am around them. And as I get older, I think easy goes a long way and I don't want to have to work when I'm with people. And yeah, they're just, I feel the unconditional love. And I have a lot of friends. I have a few really good friends. And I would say that that's kind of like, yeah, the common denominator. They're just accepting human beings.
It's awesome.
It's so nice. Especially because, like, I don't know, I was explaining to somebody the other day that there's a difference between like Hillary Burton, the person, and Hillary Burton, the product. Because there's very much like a thing that has been bought and sold since I was 18 years old, since you guys started working.
Yeah.
And so when you have people that know the thing behind the product and they're really kind of like sensitive to it, they're like, yeah, get messy. You can go dark here.
No, the people who can, you don't care if your house is a mess. You don't care if you haven't taken a shower in 3 days. Like those people, you know, if I've done something wrong, I want those people, I can come. It's like, hey, I've done this terrible thing. Oh, we love you anyway. You know, just.
Yeah. They're going to grab a shovel. Where do we bury it?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to bury all the bodies together.
We need that. So, all right, here we go. Well, then on what occasion do you, if you lie?
She does. She lies.
On what occasion do you lie?
Well, I'm so afraid to say this. Like,
whisper it.
Every kids growing up, every Christmas, every Easter, every time they lost a tooth, I lied.
I see.
Just in case anyone's watching this.
Yeah.
Hear about it to this day.
They're mad about it?
Emily is traumatized by the fact that I lied to her.
No.
You could have just told me the truth. We tell, you know, we tell the truth about these things. And
wow.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I am in that boat right now, Barbara.
Okay, then let's not talk about it.
And it's you don't know whether you're being duped.
I know.
Right? Like, I don't know if I'm being duped by my 13-year-old or...
He duped. Because when it's gone, it's so sad.
I know. Listen, I'll hold on till they're 40 and I don't care.
Yes. It's just so much fun. And even to this day, Emily, especially for some reason, won't let me talk about it.
Yeah, don't.
No. Even now.
God, oh, wow.
I love that kid. I love that she's holding your feet to the fire.
Don't say that. That makes me feel so comfortable. Yeah.
Uncalled for.
Nobody hears this segment, Hillary. No one hears this part of the... No,
I'm not going to tell them.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not telling them. This is between us and a couple 100,000 people, but they're not going to tell the girls either. Okay. So we know you're going to continue doing that forever. But what is one thing you will never do again?
I will never sell my house to a dishonest lawyer ever again. And if you ever have to sell a house, make sure you know this person's background before you do.
Jeez.
And I will fill you guys in.
Yeah.
But that's the best advice I could ever give you.
It's already such an emotional time when you sell a house. But yes. It's trauma no matter what you do, because moving is hard and the financial risks are scary. And so when you have someone that's being predatory in that situation.
Awful.
After the fact, after she bought the house.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, this is the lawyer that you used to sell a house or the person that bought?
She happens to be a lawyer.
Oh my gosh.
Boo hiss. Ooh, bad karma. Her way. Sent. Sad. Done.
I'm, yeah. I'll fill you guys in.
It's a big deal though. It's hard to, you go into business with people in various ways and it's hard to know. It's just hard to know. I've definitely run into situations where people just rip you off and you think they're one thing and they turn out to be something else. It's awful.
Never occurred to me, but it's a lesson learned and I will teach that to everybody. Just, you know, look into somebody's background before you, like you said.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to know some like sneaky things you could do, like pour salt in their front yard and grass won't grow.
I will. I'm looking for all of those ideas. Thank you very much.
We find Barbara in a cat suit in the middle of the night in their yard, just like dumping a huge bag of rock salt.
Yeah, yeah. I like this plan.
Okay.
It's so good. All right. What's the strangest purchase you've ever made or almost made?
Oh. Yeah.
How tall is that?
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
You have to describe it for our listeners.
Okay, can you see him? And yes. Guess what his name is? And I did not name him. My kids did. His name is Antoine.
Stop. She's got a big old huge skeleton in the house.
Like Antoine, but his name is Antoine. And
he's handsome.
We tried to get him 3 years in a row. He's from Home Depot, but Natalie, who's my big Halloween fan, well, we all are, but her especially. 3 years ago, he came out and we couldn't get him because he sold out immediately. Mm-hmm. Tried to get him the next year, sold out, like, I don't know, like Easter time was sold out. And then this year, she said, I'm getting him this year. And it was a big night. We drove our little Toyota to see if we could get him. And then we couldn't fit him in the car and we had to take his body parts,
piece?
Like little trips home piece by piece because we couldn't fit him in the car. He's big, 12 feet high.
Yeah. It's like Gulliver's Travels. Like you guys are the little, what are they called? The Lilliputians carrying this big, huge, giant body.
Hilarious.
I like that.
So, we might leave him there year round. I'm not sure. But
where are you going to put him the whole rest of the year? You're going to have to put Christmas decorations on him at some point.
Get a tree to replace him, but he comes apart. So we'll. Okay.
Everybody will just live with some bones.
Yeah, it's you and all the goth girls from my high school that have the 12-foot skeleton from Home Depot.
Oh, seriously?
I'm so proud of you. You're part of a very elite squad of goth girls.
Gosh, that's
I'm
so
proud of you.
I want to meet your goth girlfriends.
Not even a little bit surprised, though. You always had the best costumes at our Halloween party. Like, you would show up.
Yeah.
We have so many. If you guys ever need to borrow costumes, please, because.
Good to know.
Yes.
Okay, well, this question, now we're going to get fancy. Let's get serious, ladies. Who are your favorite writers?
Okay. So I was a theater major and I was a bit of a theater snob in college. So when you say writers, I mean, I think authors, but I was a theater snob. So I was always into playwrights, you know, I was really into Pinter, Tennessee Williams, all the classical playwrights. But I kind of feel like when you say writers, I want to shout out the amazing WGA writers who don't get enough recognition and support and attention. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys through this little project that we did together for 9 years. Some of these amazing writers, I feel like they didn't get enough attention. And I am binging this little project that we did right now with my 16-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And I am constantly crying and so amazed by one of my favorite episodes Jennifer Cecil wrote.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Super talented.
And also one of my favorite writers, Stacey Rukeyser.
Yeah.
And Michelle Fertig-Goodman. And I have to say, this was not a project we did together, but David E. Kelly is one of my favorite writers.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Brilliant. I worked with him years and years and years ago, and he's so loyal to his actors. And then Natalie ended up working with him, and he's so brilliant, and he infuses humor into everything he writes, and he's a little bit off, and I've always been a fan of his, and hope I get to work with him again, but he's amazing. So let's shout out these WGA amazing, talented writers.
That's such a good answer. They literally are therapists for the entire country.
Yes.
Like, they're the people who set our collective tone about, like, hey, what are we going to discuss in our national discourse? What feels good? What feels bad? You know, they're important.
It begins, of course, and it begins up there with them. And so, yes.
Love them. Love them.
What's your greatest regret? You don't seem like someone who has regrets, but it maybe you do.
I regret getting addicted to chapstick.
Yeah, you know, slippery slope.
I should have listened to my mother.
Pardon the pun.
Speaking of my mother, I wish, we're getting so deep, but I regret, I had a great grandmother who lived to be almost 100. She just missed 100. She was 99. Oof. And I wish, and I know I was really young, but I wish that I had spent more time just talking, having deep conversations with her. And my grandmother, who I loved and saw all the time. And, you know, she would give me money and I would hug her and we would spend time together. But I'm talking about deep, deep conversations. Mm-hmm. The older generation, how much you can learn and trust from the older generation. I just wish I had spent more time with my relatives who could have taught me so much.
Yeah.
And I am teaching that to my girls. Call grandma, talk to her. Don't just say hi. Don't have small talk. Ask her about, can I tell you what I just did?
Yes.
This is so exciting. So my dad is not around anymore. My mother is, but they spent their honeymoon in a hotel in Chicago 20 years ago. So it was 1930. I don't know. I think it was like 60. It would have been their like their 65th anniversary or something.
Oh my gosh.
They just had their anniversary and we were going through Chicago. And so my girls and I spent the night at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. And I told the owners of the Drake that we were going to be doing this and they were thrilled. So I asked my mom about it and she took out her scrapbooks and in her scrapbook, she had her stay at the Drake Hotel, which included matchbooks, a little wiper for shoes, like a shoe cleaner and the receipt for the hotel. $14.40.
Oh, high rolling, sis.
Their honeymoon. This is where they spent their honeymoon. And we went around and took pictures and it was just, it was amazing.
That's cool.
It was amazing.
I think I saw one of your girls post all these like beautiful hotel pictures. Yeah. It's like a beautiful classic hotel, right?
Yes. Yes. And when I posted it as well, and then I started getting, a lot of people chiming in like, that's where my parents spent their honeymoon. And I had my wedding there and it was so great. So that's what I'm talking about. Knowing your parents, knowing your grandparents, knowing like really
connecting to the past.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Barbara, that is such a good answer. Okay. Talk to me about something that you really dislike.
Okay. I have something called misophonia.
Yes.
You don't have this joy.
I think Paul has it for sure, but what? I think I have a very small, because there are moments that I'm like, I can't function. But
it starts small and it gets to be worse as you live life. But there are certain sounds, and I'm not talking about nails on a chalkboard, whatever, I can take that. I'm not talking about gum chewing. I can handle that. I'm talking about suits, little specific things that maybe nobody else would notice. And my kids know the look when
you're trapped in your body.
Anything plastic, like a plastic water bottle crunching, it's a neurological reaction that I have that I seriously could kill something. Like, it's so bad.
danger.
And self-diagnosed. No one's ever told me I have this, but I looked it up and I definitely have this.
What did we do before the internet? This is why so many women thought they were crazy before the internet, because they felt like they were alone in these situations. And now that we can connect, God bless. I love it.
What? Do you have one trigger noise, Joy?
It's repetitive sounds. So yes. If it's a major, like I could listen to a water bottle get crinkled, but if there's some small repetitive, whether it's a beep, I cannot have ticking clocks anywhere in the home.
Can you hear this?
Yes. Like I could manage that for about 20 seconds and then it would start to irritate me. But then if it was continual and random, like if it's on a meter, I can last longer, but random clicks. And the funny thing is I usually don't notice it until my body is reacting and I'm like, what is happening to me? And then all of a sudden I can, it's like a bat signal and I just zero in on the sound and I'm like, get it.
You have it. Oh my
What's
God.
What's the fix? Like, is it just your body producing cortisol or like adrenaline?
I don't know. I think it's therapy. I think you would have to, you know, I think they would probably immerse you in this sound until you got over it.
Oh no, that's a war crime, Barbara.
Not sure.
I think you, no, maybe you guys are like deficient in your magnesium. Maybe you need a little magnesium or something.
I went to a movie with Paul once and he was, the person behind me was crinkling a candy wrapper and it took me a second. He was on it right away. He just kept looking over his shoulder and shuffling in his seat. And I was like, what is your deal? And he was like, the candy wrapper. And as soon as he said it, then I was like, oh, no.
I have the look down, too. Like on an airplane, I have the look. I'll do it again. Until they get it. They'll get it. Yeah.
The pretty lady's getting agitated over there. Settle down, folks.
Well, okay. So... Misophonia notwithstanding.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
Who or what is the greatest love of your life? Who accepts this about you?
Natalie, Emily, Olivia. They're the love of my life. But I do need to do a little shout out to the first love of my life, who was Paul Weeks, my high school boyfriend.
Ooh. Aww. Hi, Paul.
He went away to college. He was 2 years older than me, which was, you know, pretty extreme back in the day. But we would write each other letters twice a day.
What?
Whoa.
And if we didn't receive two letters in the mail, and so like maybe on Tuesday, we might not because there was no mail on Sunday. So, you know, anyway, we had it figured out, but we would get two letters a day. And I still have all of these letters in bags saved, of course. And he taught me about love and romance and respect. And we're still good friends. Everything after that, I mean, he set the standard. And I think it's so important, especially as my daughters are dating, like the first one is so important.
Yeah.
And I find myself comparing with, and I told him that, like, this is, take it as a compliment. Like, everyone is compared to you because it was really perfect in high school. It was perfect.
That does sound dreamy. I don't know if I ever liked anyone enough to write two letters a day, though, Barbara. Like, that's a big deal.
I was in love, man. And that's why I also take their relationships very seriously when some people say, oh, they'll get it. You know, she's 16. Yeah. No, it's real. It's so real. Feelings are real.
Yeah, so real.
Because I know mine were. Oh. Because at my age, I can still look back and say, no, it was real.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's embarrassing sometimes, but very real.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So then when and where were you happiest?
I think I might have been the happiest I ever was. And hopefully there will be more happiness in the future. I'm not saying I will never be this happy again. But when I was living in Wilmington, I had three little girls, two and then three. I had the best friends. I was working on a project that I loved so much. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the perfect yin and yang where I could be a mom. I could work. I could go back to being a mom. I could go back to work. I could bring my kids to my work.
Yeah.
And it was just the perfect balance. And on top of that, I wasn't working 5 days a week. I was working maybe 3 days a week. And I love, you know, being a mom to little kids and living on the beach. And it was just, it was perfection.
It's nice when you can know in the moment. Like, I always felt like you exuded that happiness in the moment, right? And you made parenting seem like a blast. You know? It was never like,
truly.
Oh, I don't know my lines because I was up all night with the kids. You know, like you never, ever played that card. You were just like, everything is fun.
But you guys too. You guys are exactly like that.
Girl.
Oh, thanks. We learned from the best.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You trained us.
It was already in your blood.
So, okay, here's the next question, which is sort of like the earlier one, but it's slightly different. This one is, which talent would you most like to have? So you may not be the best in the world at it, but it's just something that you really, yes, go.
I wish that I would have the nerve and be good at being a stand-up comic.
Yes! Barbara, you could, though.
Oh, I could never.
I could totally see that.
I respect comedians so much. I respect improv actors. I could never. I would never. I couldn't be myself and be funny. I could be a character and be funny, but I couldn't be myself. Maybe
but
they're
all being characters too. Like everyone, when they're doing stand-up, is like playing a version.
And Jerry Seinfeld doing stand-up. You know, it's still like I would have to create a persona and go on the road as somebody else. I could never do it as myself.
I mean, that's also a sexy idea.
It's a
just
great
create
option.
A whole new person.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, before I was married, before I had kids, I used to go to the Laugh Factory in the Improv on Sensible by myself and just watch stand-up. I really respect it. And, you know, some of those stand-ups are not really happy people. It's kind of what sounds as a bonkers when you actually meet them. They're very serious about their comedy. But I think if I could be really good at something and I could just like get the gene immediately, I wish I could be good at stand-up.
I think that this is a feasible future, for sure. I think if you start just keeping a notebook of the shit that you think is funny, having a comedian that comes at it from a lighthearted approach and just like everything is fun. Like Deb is so funny, not because the words on the paper were funny, but because you're funny.
Agreed.
Okay, well, if I can have a writer, if I can have somebody write the comedy for me, then maybe. I need something like giving me a baseline, and then I can go from there. I can add funny to it.
You need a writing partner?
Yeah.
That's possible.
This is happening. Done.
I can't wait.
Done.
I want to see it.
Dreams are happening here on Drama Queens. Okay. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Don't even have to think twice about this. I would stop worrying about everything. I worry. I do keep a pad and pen next to my bed. In the middle of the night, I wake up, I have a thought. I just can't drop it. I have to write it down, get it out of my brain. Mm-hmm. Like my worry notes.
Yeah.
And if I don't have anything to worry about, I will worry about your problems and your problems. My kids' problems and my mom's problems. Like I cannot stop caring so much. And my daughter Natalie always says, just don't care so much.
Yeah.
Like, easy for you to say, just don't care. Don't care. Like, you just can't turn it off.
Easy.
I can't turn it off. I worry about
this.
It
also might be a magnesium deficiency symptom.
Oh, can you imagine if magnesium just solved all of my problems? No more mitochondria, no more worrying, no more chapstick.
Yesterday, my best friend gave me a like mushroom tea instead of coffee because she was like, you're worked up and you don't need caffeine.
Oh,
you need like these other things. And like, to be honest, I did feel calmer and less worked up.
Mm.
It's just brain chemistry, right?
Yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah.
All right. We're shipping you some magnesium.
Gummies.
Magnesium and mushrooms. Okay.
Yeah. Drugs.
We've got this.
Yeah.
Barbara, what do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
Oh, my kids.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously.
Not
you know,
blah, blah, blah. That's legitimate.
You know, I can give you the answer to all my questions, but without a doubt, you know, it would be on my tombstone. This is the thing that I will leave to the world, my children. Nothing else even comes close.
That's awesome.
I love that they feel the same way about you? Because, you know, like, I'm friendly with your daughters. I talk to them behind your back. And I, as a parent, know, like, there's going to come a time where it's going to be probably pretty one-sided, where my kid cares more about their friends than they do about their dorky old mom. The idea that you have raised these three kids in a brutal industry and they are as solid as they are and as talented and like well respected and well behaved and like, you know, they're so good, Barbara, in an environment that can oftentimes foster bad behavior.
Yeah.
And that is you, babe. And that you weren't so scary doing it, that they still think you're like fun. That's crazy.
You know, I think I had tunnel vision when it came, you know, to raising them, which is why it was great to be working at the same time, because it sort of forced me not to have tunnel vision.
Yeah.
You know, after a project that we worked on together was over, I had more tunnel vision, which sort of, you know, I didn't see my friends as often as I would have liked. I didn't pursue my career as much as I maybe should have. And I'm not positive the tunnel vision was the right way to go, but when I look at the way they are now, it sort of, you know, gives me some sort of verification that, yeah, it's good. It's good the way it worked out.
How is dealing with other stage moms? Like, as my kids express interest in working, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do it.
No, and I will kill anybody who ever calls me that, because I want to be the opposite of that.
Yeah, you're not a stage mom at all.
At the local little performing arts center, I'm a stage mom. I'm in there just like, what is this costume? I'll do the hair and makeup.
It's one thing because you know, I mean, you know better than everyone else. I just I've had some experience with them, and I just stay away. We stay away as much as we can.
Yeah. You have a code word, safe word.
Yeah.
Antelope at 3 o'clock.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day.
And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
All right, if you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would you want that to be?
I would come back as one of my girls' dogs. Dogs get treated like royalty around here. They get home cooked meals. They sit on the couch, watch movies. We have like yoga time for them, and they listen to relaxing music. They, you know, it's three of them, so they're all good friends. They always have their friends. They go on vacations, they travel the world, and I really do believe they get treated better than I do. Come back.
Blasphemy.
One of their dogs. That would be so amazing to die and come back as a dog that they own. And I could just like keep track of
still be on top of it all.
Oh my God.
There's a movie in this for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
Write it. I love that. All right, Barbara, do you have something in your life that's just so easy that you know this is where, I think I know the answer to this too, but you just know this is where I belong. I'm so good at this or this particular field or space or what?
I mean, this space. My daughters and I put a lot into this house, and it was a very symbolic thing for me because when I was very young, I thought, okay, I want to be an actress. And if I can ever buy a house from being an actress, like, you know, with no other income, this would mean I'm done. That's what I can die now. And I'm not saying I want to die now, but this house is sort of that symbol for me. But the fact that we put a lot of our heart and time and energy into renovating it, and we actually knocked down walls and, you know, not just painted, but redid floors and countertops. And now it just has our signature on it. And it just has our, you know, blood and sweat and tears in it. And it just means so much more. And I've never done that with a house before. And it just, I highly recommend it. You know, you can YouTube it and you can really do anything. Everywhere I go, there's just like a little reminder of this thing that we created together. And this is my place now. I never want to leave.
Oh, well, Barbara, that leads us like right into the next question, which is, where would you most like to live?
Oh, here. But if not here, and I'm not one of those East Coast people who, you know, like, I hate living in California. I love living in Los Angeles. I love living here. Beautiful. I'm looking at a view right now. It's beautiful. I'm from Chicago. I miss it a lot. And I've just spent time there. And it for the first time, I realized I could live in Chicago again. And I actually do miss the winters a little bit.
Yeah.
Change of seasons. And I still call Wilmington my home because for me, it really felt like home raising my kids there. So I would choose here because of my house. Chicago, if my kids are there, or Wilmington, if my kids are there.
I mean, yeah, best of both worlds. Just get a vacation house in Wilmington that you can rent out.
Yeah, get one of those boats.
Get a boat. Houseboat.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Airbnb and rent it out to people like during conventions. And
So then the last question, which incidentally, I think we should move these around a little. I think we should end on a different question because it's a little bit of it's a little anticlimactic. But
What is your most treasured possession?
Oh, this could be very climactic.
I guess that's true.
What is your most valued possession? Is it the skeleton?
Antoine.
No, no. Okay, I will try to make this not anticlimactic. Like the thing that you would grab in a fire.
Yeah. Right?
The first thing I would grab, I'm a photo fanatic. And even these days where everyone has all their photos on their phone, I still print them and frame them and put them up. And I have an attic full of boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of pictures. And you guys are actually hanging up in my closet. Aww. I have like a framed photo of all of us. And I would grab my photo albums. They're my most treasured possessions because it's like from my birth all the way to now. And everything is just sort of, you know, accumulated in these little books. And, you know, like on shows, soap operas where somebody has a memory and they'll go to the picture and they'll trace it with their hands and they'll think back and all of a sudden there's a flashback and then you come back and they're crying. Well, I do that.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I remember this time. And then I'll just like flip the pages and my finger will go to one point to it. And that's like, I do that. So my photo albums, I would grab my photo albums. They're my most treasured possessions. When I was moving from house to house, I made sure that those were put like in a separate storage. So they were kept safe. Was that anticlimactic? I don't know.
Not even. No, it's so true.
You know, you want to see a picture, go to your phone. Like it's not the same as having it there all the time.
Well, and also, even though you could reprint things, there are a lot of photos that were taken before we had phones. And there, I have lots of books and bins of those, too. And
you do?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I don't have them all in frames. But yeah, there are times when I just want to go back and look and remember.
The best is when you find like writing on the back.
Oh,
you're like, oh, yeah. I forgot I wrote this.
That's right.
I know. And my parents with their photo album, it was my dad's handwriting and he's not around anymore. And I know his handwriting. And just to see his handwriting makes you feel like he's really there. It's so great.
That connection to your family again.
Yeah.
Barbara, we have so many good memories with you. And so I'm so happy that you came on today. And
thank you.
Everyone knows all of your deepest, darkest secrets, including the brown noise machine.
You know what? Check in with me because I'm going to try the magnesium with mushrooms when I get off the
phone.
And I'm going to let you know how it goes. Enjoy. You do the same.
I will.
It can't hurt.
And if we travel together, you know that we can room together because we
secret pack. Absolutely. I love it. Oh, it's so great to see you
Barbara.
Barb. Just love you.
Give Sophia my love, okay?
We will. She's having some wild adventure with her parents in Europe right now. And so she's doing the exact thing you've talked about all this episode, like really connecting with family. And we value that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, baby. Kiss those girls for us. We love you and them.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Barbara. Hey, friends. Thank you for joining us. Sorry we didn't get to bring in Soph on this one, but she'll be here soon. And I'm so glad that you joined us with Barbara. She's such a class act and such an interesting person.
Queen, man. We love Queen Barb.
So we'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut. And I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.